WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It took almost 11 hours, but an aggravated kidnapping suspect is in custody and the victim is being treated. College Station police first asked for the public's help in finding Kevin Garcia at 8 yesterday morning. Investigators said the 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon at University and the bypass was forced into his pickup at 2:45 a.m. and the suspect drove away. At 1:30 yesterday afternoon, the suspect, identified as 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery of College Station, was taken into custody in the Fort Worth Tarrant County area. In a press release, officials did not release Garcia's exact condition, but said both he and his vehicle had been found and he was being cared for by emergency personnel. Tillery is currently being held in Tarrant County Jail on $520,000 bond. He's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault. Brazos County records show Tillery has been arrested here 16 times in the past 18 years. The city of Bryan is looking to raise funds by selling treated wastewater to private parties. Rafael Pena weighed in on the topic at last week's regular meeting.
Just looking into the water we have available to us and that wastewater, from my understanding, we have the option to sell right now because as is, I believe someone's, I don't know if someone else is selling the wastewater we have going downstream. So if the city can make some money, and from my understanding, a lot of money, why wouldn't we try to make the city as much money as possible so that we can fund some projects.
Pena suggested these projects come from the CIP or Brazos Transit District. He went on to say, more money is always a good thing. The College Station City Council approved an exception allowing existing commercial signs in Welburn without requesting a zoning change. Principal Planner Jennifer Prochaska says the area's annex in Welburn in 2011 had some existing commercial properties along Welburn Road.
Because those properties are zoned rural, they cannot receive a permit for an attached commercial sign at this time unless they seek rezoning.
Prochaska was asked if this included billboards, but she says this is only dealing with attached signage. With more than 11 inches of rain this year and temperatures rising, mosquito season has begun. Medical entomologist Mark Johnson says we get two different types of mosquitoes.
The first type is what they call a floodwater mosquito. And those are the ones that emerge in very large numbers right after a rain event. Usually they start coming into town about 5 to 7 days after that particular rain event, and they occur in very large numbers. They're basically like instant mosquitoes. You just add water and you get mosquitoes.
Johnson says later we get the standing water mosquitoes attracted to water which has gone stagnant.
Those are usually our disease-type mosquitoes. We start to see more and more of them as the summer goes along, and they tend to peak during the late part of spring and through the summertime.
For tips of mosquito-proofing your house and preventing bites, go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 65 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news coming up at 7:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a lot that goes into making your house a home. A little love, a little elbow grease, and sometimes we take for granted one of the most important parts of our home, the floor. Your floor takes a lot of abuse. You spend the majority of the time walking on it, your furry friends roll around on it, and your kids make memories playing on it. Call Zwirneman Flooring to make sure your floor will stand up to the wear and tear of making memories. Call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800 or visit zfloors.net.
Hey everybody in the Brazos Valley, Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Morning, Mr. Feldner. Ugly shirt.
Excuse me?
Oh, sorry, sir. I meant to say happy to be at work.
Jen has lost her filter because she's exhausted from commuting long hours to work every day.
Sir, you have very long nose hairs.
Nose hairs?
There's hope for Jen. It's AggielandHelpWanted.com, the place to find hundreds of local jobs.
Sir, you have very bad breath.
What?
Also, your freeloader son is on the phone.
You're fired.
Find a job close to home. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
The Great American Stakeout is back. Join us at Coulter Airfield in Bryan on March 27th at 6:30 p.m. for this signature event, with proceeds to benefit Scotty's House Brazos Valley Child Advocacy Center. Great steaks, live music, and sensational live auction items, too. Get your tickets to the Great American Stakeout before they're gone. Find us online, scottyshouse.org, or call 703-8813 for more information on how you might help. Scotty's House, where the healing begins.
Good morning, it's 7:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms moving in. Some may produce heavy downpours, highs near 75. Showers and thunderstorms taper off tonight, lows near 60. Lots of clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower during the day, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon. Highs on Friday anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, even without leading scorer Daniel House, who's actually been missing the past few games with a foot injury, the Texas A&M men's basketball team was able to get the win last night. Their first real postseason win in about 4 years. They beat, I know who they beat. They beat Montana last night.
Oh, yeah, the Grizzlies.
Grizzlies up in Missoula, Montana. They defeated them last night at Reed Arena. I'll tell you about that and who they're going to be playing next in the NIT tournament, as well as Aggie baseball continues its towards streak, if I can get that one out right, and a lot of things going on in the NBA as well, the San Antonio Spurs and Houston Rockets, all that more coming up in sports.
All right, so you were at the ball game last night?
I was.
So how was the energy in the arena?
Okay,
no, wait, let me ask this first. How many people under the age of 28 were there?
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I know the exact number, though.
Yeah, okay, that didn't know, but because townies don't really get up and get after it. So how was the energy in the stadium, I guess, is the next question.
I guess it was pretty good for what it was. I mean, you know, it was nip and tuck there for a little while, and then A&M really kind of poured it on at the end. They were getting a lot of dunks and some alley-oops and stuff. It always gets the people pumped.
Yeah.
So, and it was actually pretty cool because I saw how the other half lived last night because they set up the media on the other side of the court. Normally, I assume you're familiar with. You've gone to the games before.
I've been there.
Yeah. So yeah. Normally they had the media up in the corner, back behind one of the goalposts.
Yeah.
Well, last night they had us set up basically on the floor, and we were in the second, right behind the TV people.
Okay.
And I got to see how the other half lived. I got to sit at mid
court. Like that, yeah. Huh? Yeah. That's
At half court is pretty fun.
Yeah. Back when I worked the games, we get to sit at mid court. That's I'm spoiled. That's the way I want to watch a basketball game.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. They don't want to give the good seats to the media, which is understandable. Well, I'm glad they won, and we'll get more information on their next game. All right. So, did you guys know we had two kinds of mosquitoes?
No, I really didn't.
I thought a mosquito was a mosquito, really.
And I thought that, you know, you pour outstanding water and that takes care of mosquitoes.
Right.
But apparently floodwater mosquitoes ain't that way, huh?
No, and I've seen them have you seen the pictures of African lakes where they come up in columns of smoke?
Yeah.
Is what it looks like. Yeah. So I understand there's different species, but I didn't think about
that. Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, but, I mean, again, they lay their eggs, I guess, in semi-wet soil. But when the flood happens, that washes them out, and then they go ahead and hatch, grow to maturity. Huh? No idea. I'm sorry. I just had, and I don't know. I'm not saying that it's the entomologist's fault for not telling us, the skeeter specialist. But I found that fascinating. So today you've learned something. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting
That's
itchy
okay.
in here.
Well, see, a long time ago, you guys are young. You don't maybe never saw the commercial Off when it was just about the only repellent that was out there. Well, actually, back in the day, when I was a little kid, before they had sprays, you had to take this oily junk and put it in the palm of your hand and rub it on yourself.
Skin So Soft?
Well, no.
That's,
no.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, that's Skin So Soft was a godsend because it smelled wonderful. Okay?
Well, not so bad.
Well, it smelled okay. No, this stuff was like, it was called Ridded or something.
No,
I don't know what it
no.
was. And it was oily and nasty. But if you were going to go out and you're going to get bitten by mosquitoes, this was the only option. Then came Off, but the commercial had this box where this scientist
put his arm in there and it says, see how these mosquitoes go for this, the hungry mosquitoes go for this research guy's arm? I'm going, really? You know, you got to do that? How much money do you get to be, you know, paid to be bitten by mosquitoes for that period of time?
And anymore, it's not camping unless you smell like a can of that stuff.
Yeah, but again, skin so soft, smelled a lot better and did the same thing, but it was for two different reasons. That kept your skin so slippery that they couldn't. No, that's true.
You're kidding.
No, that's exactly right.
And then just a game of football breaks out, tackle football.
Exactly. So they're sliding around on your skin, and since they can't land, they can't bite. So
I didn't know that.
But today we found out that there are two types of mosquitoes. That's why you should never leave on spring break and not hear the show, because those people will come back who are gone from spring break, and they won't know about floodwater mosquitoes.
Honestly, it sounds like a reason to never leave the house.
Well,
I'm paranoid now.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I mean, if it ever stops raining long enough to see if the mosquitoes
that's
come
a good point.
Out. But that's we'll see how that happens. But I'm not looking forward to that. And of course, the other thing to think about is if you're a dog owner and your dog's outside, heartworms go right along with it. So in addition to biting and giving us stuff, then do the same thing for your dogs. Hey, let's talk about rain and all that, because there is really a pretty substantial area of rain that is bordered by San Antonio, west side of Houston, down to Corpus Christi, and back up to where we are. And that's all yellow. That's all yellow. So that's some fairly heavy rain. And there's a little bit of red in that. And one of those is currently between Bryan and College Station. So there's some people who are experiencing some rain. Then there's the other light showers, and it goes all the way up to the Metroplex. So fairly widespread shower activity going on out there right now. All right, so the idea of sharing on social media when you have a parenting question, okay? I guess it's called sharenting. Sharenting. In other words, the beginning of the word share and the finish the word parenting. So have you heard about this?
No.
Well, obviously you guys are not in the time frame of your life to do that, and I'm beyond it. But based on a survey of over 500 parents with children under the age of 4, the study found that more than half the moms, 54%, and 34% of dads discussed child health and parenting issues on social media. Some of the more popular topics, you know, getting them to go to sleep, nutrition and eating tips, discipline, daycare, preschool, and behavior problems. But ask their motivation, 2/3 of the parents say they use social media to get advice from more experienced parents. 62% said it helps them worry less. But almost 70% of the parents worry that somebody might be able to learn private information about their kids. And then share photos without permission. Well, you know what? If you don't send a photo, nobody can share the photo.
That's more like Snoop Book.
Yeah. 52% worry that their kiddos will later be embarrassed by things they shared. Well, just don't tell them. But again, do you want to... And I guess this is part of that whole Facebook mindset. It's okay for me to throw anything out there because I'm just trying to share. Well, again, when it comes to your kids, I don't know that you want to be doing that. Eric Sass, who's a social media blogging expert, says parents need to think about reining in this sharing that they do. The real danger is you are creating a digital profile of your kids before they even say, stop tagging me with photos, Dad. He says the first generation to inhabit the social media are still fairly naive about the long-term implications of what they're doing.
Well, I mean, if you're posting pictures of, of your baby,
yeah,
which I know a lot of people that do that, and I know that you've got to use discretion as far as that, too. I know some people don't like posting pictures of their kids because, you know, it's almost accessible to everybody unless
right.
you put, you know, all the different things on it that you can dictate who sees all your pictures and things like that. But
then it becomes more dangerous as that child gets older and has some level of independence away from you, your watchful gaze. Obviously, a 1 or 2 year old, you're going to be around them all the time. But as they get to be 7, 8, 9 years old, you know, then that becomes problematic, I think. And I think that's what they're speaking of. But Anyway, just use good judgment.
Be like one of those times where you take a girl back to your house to meet your parents.
Uh-huh.
And pull out the baby pictures.
Uh-huh. Well, there's always
that's,
that.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that. Not necessarily. Well. Somewhat. It's embarrassing.
That could embarrass your relationship right there. Okay, so we talk about food recalls fairly often. This one you need to pay attention to because it's Kraft macaroni and cheese. Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You may have some in your pantry. 6.5 million boxes of Kraft macaroni and cheese are being recalled because some boxes have tiny metal pieces in them.
Oh.
Whoa. What's that? The 7.25-ounce boxes that had the Best Buy date September 18th through October 11th of this year, those boxes are marked with a code that says C2. They were sold all over the United States and some other areas. Return them to your store for money.
Man.
Don't think so.
There's an easy way. Just take one of those refrigerator magnets and wave it around your pantry and see which one.
That's it. Or you cook it and just run it over that.
There you go.
Just suck all the metal right out of the macaroni and cheese, which would be just fine. 7.22. Okay, you can now. I'm going to save this because I got a story about Alibaba and Facebook and being able to do business.
Jack Ma.
Yeah, and then we have that story about, I like the phrase, dipping your card into the machine.
Yeah.
We'll do that after your 7:30 newscast. In the meantime, of course, it is the National Collegiate Athletic Association Division I Men's Basketball Championship Tournament going on. They use that other phrase sometimes. Did you hear about Ashley Judd and what happened?
Mm-mm.
Okay, Ashley is a big Kentucky fan. Big Kentucky fan. She's, you know, right there, always. They find her in the crowd for obvious reasons. Anyway, she had tweeted, "I think Arkansas is playing dirty during a weekend basketball game." I guess in the tournament. Well, that post made a bunch of Arkansas Razorback fans mad, and they promptly answered with a slew of colorful names that they called her and also threatened violence against her. She says it's absolutely extraordinary, tells NBC News she plans to press charges against the Arkansas fans who tweeted her. Huh? March Madness pretty serious right there.
Man, no
joke. Just saying, okay. And the big news yesterday was Apple planning to roll out a streaming video service this fall. The service will give subscribers access to ABC, CBS, and Fox networks, along with their related channels, but not of any of NBC. And that's because Apple had a falling out with Comcast last year and NBC Universal. And so as a result, you won't get Oxygen. Dang. Or Sci-Fi or Bravo. Anyway, the new service, which will be available to people using Apple's iOS operating system, reportedly will cost between $30 and $40 a month. So now, Patrick, do you add that to your world of Hulu and everything
Man,
else?
Man, I don't know. At that point, it's almost better to consolidate and go back to satellite or cable.
Yeah, you are.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
Lawn mowing season is coming sooner than you think. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kairos Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet, and we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Crawfish Man.
Crawfish to Go is the home of Boudreaux, the Crawfish Man. A mobile Cajun seafood boiling kitchen that boil up the crawfishes, the shrimps, the crabs, and more. We'll bring the party to you. Call 406-2222. That's 406-2222.
I'm your Crawfish Man.
Look for us on that computer, too. Crawfishtogo.com.
Good morning. It's 726. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Rain, yep, you know it. 75 is our high temperature today. 62 for the low temperature tonight with a 20% chance of those showers lingering. 77 for a high temperature on Thursday and still a slight chance of showers. It gets back up right now to a 70% chance of rain on Friday and Saturday, an 80% chance of rain on Friday night. So that's what we've got as far as the forecast is concerned, and it continues Saturday night with a 40% chance of rain. Right now, the winds are from the southwest at 9 miles an hour. There's rain of different intensities around the area, and we're looking at 65 degrees right now.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zornemann Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zornemann Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zornemann Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zornemann Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
One of our so-called allies in Europe criticized the Republicans who signed that letter to Iran, which explained a constitutional fact that a bad deal with Obama on nukes could be reversed by the next administration. Said German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier, suddenly Iran can say to us, are your proposals actually trustworthy if 47 senators say that no matter what the government agrees to, we can subsequently take it off the table? This is no small matter we're talking about. This is not just an issue of American domestic politics. Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, weighed in, claiming the letter making Iranian negotiators question whether Obama can keep an agreement. Sounding just like Democrats, he said, of course I'm worried, because the other side, meaning the Republicans, is known for deceit and backstabbing. Obama, sounding every bit like the Ayatollah Khamenei, said he's embarrassed for the Republicans who signed the letter. Republican Senators John McCain and Ted Cruz called out the German minister for appeasing the Iranian regime, much the same way European leaders tried to appease Hitler before World War II. Now, one thing the German minister had right. This isn't just a domestic political issue. Allowing Iran to nuke up puts the entire Western world at risk. Iran's regime, every bit as evil as the evil empire of the Cold War. History shows that liberals appease evil regimes because they believe America's the real problem. Today's liberals, sadly, are no different.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Look at this, folks. Ripped from the headlines, another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. An international hacking ring has stolen as much as $1 billion from over 100 banks in what may be the biggest banking breach ever. They used malware to target the bank employees, giving the hackers access to all the customers' personal data. Now, stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. I mean, it goes way beyond just notifying you of debit and credit card transactions, providing protection for your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, and now even the equity in your home. Now, look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Visit LifeLock.com/Rush now or call and use promo code RUSH to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. Call 800-440-4833. That's 800-440-4833. Network does not cover all transactions.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
At AMCO Insurance, we realize that most families have a major investment in their home and autos. That's why we offer many discounts that may help save you money. New homes, alarm systems, good drivers, A students, and multiple policies are just a few of the ways to trim your insurance costs. Give our personal insurance specialists a call today to discuss these discounts and the savings they may be able to provide. AMCO Insurance is at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Call today, 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The aggravated kidnapping of a local convenience store clerk from his store early yesterday morning ended yesterday afternoon hundreds of miles away in the Fort Worth Tarrant County area. College Station police said in a press release that a 36-year-old College Station man, Nathaniel Tillery, was taken into custody before 1:30 p.m. Tillery is suspected of forcing Kevin Garcia, a 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon on the bypass at University, into Garcia's own pickup and then driving away from the store early yesterday morning. Over the past 18 years, Tillery has been arrested in Brazos County 16 times. According to jail records, he's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault and is currently being held on $520,000 bond in Tarrant County Jail. Police say Garcia was being treated by emergency personnel but did not release his exact condition. More than 3 years after College Station annexed Welburn, the City Council approved an exception for Welburn commercial businesses at last week's meeting.
Consider allowing attached signs on existing commercial structures in the Welburn area without the owner having to seek a rezoning of the property.
Jennifer Prohaska, principal planner for planning and development, was asked if this was more than just housekeeping.
Looking at commercial signage that had been added to structures and the existing zoning of the property, we wanted to make sure it was in compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance, so decided to bring this forward as a housekeeping item, making those legal signs.
Prohaska says there has been no resistance on the item. In last week's regular meeting of the Bryan City Council, discussion about selling treated wastewater to private parties took place. Public Works Director Jason Barfneck says with the decision to sell comes the risk of needing the water later.
We may need ourselves. And so as we go and market this water to, say, a Dow Chemical or somebody to the south, typically they want to know, is it a firm contract? Mm-hmm. And say, well, until we need it. And when is that? Well, we don't know. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we need to define, because they might want a specific term for when they know that water is available to them.
Barfneck says they are researching potential customers and will bring back updated production numbers in April's meeting for the council to discuss further. Along with more rain and warmer temperatures forecasted this week comes mosquitoes. The mosquitoes you see right after a big rain are called floodwater mosquitoes.
They lay their eggs in soil, and when it rains, they all hatch at the same time.
Mark Johnson, medical entomologist with the Brazos County Health Department, says floodwater mosquitoes will bite you, but do not typically transmit diseases.
The standing water mosquitoes, those are our primary disease vectoring mosquitoes. Those are the ones that transmit the West Nile virus, and those usually occur in greater numbers as the summer goes along.
Johnson advises practicing the four D's: drain standing water, dress in loose-fitting long sleeves and pants, avoid being outside at dusk and dawn, and use DEET or some other repellent. A mother and child will be monitored for the next few weeks in Amarillo for signs of Ebola. The two, who aren't from this country, were fine when they entered the U.S. from Liberia. They made it to Amarillo Monday, and the child ran a fever yesterday. Sonia Gross with the city of Amarillo says the two are now in isolation at Northwest Texas Hospital.
We don't obviously want to cause any alarm, but God forbid this does turn out to be Ebola. We want to make sure we do due diligence and make sure everyone's got the proper care, treatment, and information necessary to have a safe community.
And she says the fever could indicate a number of things, including the flu or an infection. Everything you're used to doing when you pay with a credit or a debit card is about to change.
As of October 1st, new cards which use a computer chip instead of the magnetic strip will start being used. It's a lot more secure, and Kevin Mullins of IBC Bank says your days of swiping the card are coming to an end.
Now you will dip that card into the reader, or you may wave it if it's got wireless capabilities.
And in many cases, you won't need to enter your PIN. Banks say that extra step is annoying for customers, and many of us have so many PINs we have trouble remembering them anyway. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 7:35 at 61 degrees as the temperature continues to drop. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's morning rush hour.
Your throat hurts, and you can't call in sick. Not sure where to go? St. Joseph Family Medicine at South College Station has same-day appointments. We're close by, and our experienced, caring physicians are backed by the strength of St. Joseph. Request your appointment at 979-690-4460. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Good morning, it's 7:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Today looks to be a wet day across the region as an area of low pressure brings us showers and some thunderstorms. High temperatures today up to about 75. The showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight as low pressure moves away. Lows near 60. Clouds may be a leftover shower too tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms are back Friday afternoon, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW, filling in for Kevin O'Connor this morning in sports. Fighting Texas Aggie men's basketball is moving on in the NIT tournament. They defeated Montana 81-64 last night, but it wasn't easy. We'll talk about that whenever we get to sports, as well as some NCAA play-in games last night. A big comeback by Ole Miss. Actually, it was a great game that they played, and they were able to come back and defeat BYU. We'll talk about that one as well. Aggie baseball continues to roll. They're now 22-0 after a win over Prairie View A&M last night. And the San Antonio Spurs came up a little short while the Houston Rockets were able to edge the Magic. All that more coming up in sports.
There you go. So, all right, Tech Boy, so help me out here with, I like the, again, the phraseology, they dip their card.
Sir, could you dip your card again? It didn't catch
exactly.
It.
Exactly. Now, and the whole deal is that this is going to tie into credit card fraud, by the way, later on. We've talked about that. As it stands right now, if somebody steals your credit card information, it's zero, doesn't cost you anything. But soon it will be tied to the level of technology that you have.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, and the person who has the lowest form of technology is going to end up being responsible for those things happening.
Hmm.
So I got one of those cards that's got that thing on it, that deal, you know, so that when you dip the card, and I was talking to somebody about it the other day, and I haven't actually dipped it yet, but he said, you know, what you have to do is you have to leave it in the machine till it's done, which takes longer than it is. Like today, when you go to the gas pump, you just put it in there and they tell you, take that thing out quickly. Well, that's not necessarily what the new cards do because they need to reset a little code in there. Okay. So they have to wait. When the machine is done with it, it will tell you, sir, you may pull your card out. But here's my question. And this whole thing, in some cases, you don't even put your card in the machine, you just tap the machine.
Well, that'd be the RFID.
Right, and that's near-field communications is what that's called, NFC. Now, but how does that stay secure, Tech Boy?
What does it mean?
What if somebody steals your card?
Okay.
And they go and, I mean, they just touch the card to whatever, and they end up buying a, you know, Gucci bag or, you know, something, whatever. Well, go buy a big screen TV.
That's no different than what you have now, but the magnetic stripe is a lot easier to get the information from.
Uh-huh.
Because we're talking about bits and the magnetic card, not so many bytes. But with a chip, they're probably going to be able to store more information, which means it can be encrypted.
But what Jim Forsythe had in his story, I love it when he says, and this will do away with pins because they're so, what, annoying? Is that what they said? Oh, I have to remember my pin. Well, yeah, if you don't want anybody stealing your stuff.
All four numbers.
Exactly. Yo, what four numbers is that? Oh, I can't remember what that one is.
Come on, 1111. How hard is that?
1234. That's how. So, I mean, he's trying to make it sound like this is so much more convenient, but I'm concerned that it's not as secure if you're doing away with the pin. Help me feel comfortable with this. Because I don't.
Yeah, well, do it.
It isn't.
Tech Boy.
Yeah. it isn't.
Yeah. You're right, it's not.
No, so. It's you're taking away a form of authorization or confirmation.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind.
You going to Alibaba now?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I found this.
Yeah, this is a pretty interesting deal. Jack Ma is the guy's name, and he founded Alibaba back in 1999. Well, at a tech conference that took place in Germany on Sunday, he basically showed Alibaba is going to let you buy stuff through facial recognition.
Yeah.
This technology is called Smile to Pay that will allow users to make mobile payments by simply scanning their face. It would basically work the same way as Apple Pay does with fingerprints, where users can approve mobile payments with a single tap of a button. They would replace the fingerprints with the user's face. Well, my first thought is the Dick Nixon rubber face mask.
Yeah.
And that could work.
Let me, okay,
we got phones blowing up. Hey.
If it makes you feel better, as I understand it, current fraud rarely involves theft of the physical card.
Yeah.
And if you go to an encrypted chip, it would make theft of the card the most likely way to get fraud rather than just stealing the information.
Got it. Thank you. You're not physically possessing the card. Hey.
Read an article last week about some criminals who have devised a way to sidle up behind you with the machine and read those chips.
Yeah, yeah, thanks. That's scary. That's just that really is scary. Now, the other side of this, to get away from the pay for a second, with this near-field communication is, doesn't happen necessarily in a town our size, but if you're in a big city and you walk by and that store is having a sale, they can send a message to your phone.
Yeah.
Hey, we've got umbrellas on sale. You know, now that's going to get downright annoying.
Well,
I mean, if you want it, then that's fine. But if you don't, you know, you're going to be getting all this garbage in your phone that you didn't want.
Don't advertise me, bro.
Simply because you walked by their store.
You can turn that off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, then I got to go into systems and settings. And I got to put a pin in so I can remember what I did. And then you're going to get mad because you did need an umbrella and you didn't have the little notification thing going. But anyhow, this other deal where they use facial recognition to make purchases, he demonstrated the product. It's still in the test mode. He took out his smartphone, searched for a product on Alibaba, and simply pressed the buy button. Instantly, it brought up a facial recognition screen, and by punching the button, he was in. He was done.
Well, what if you get in a car wreck?
Yeah.
And your face is all busted up, and then you got to get money to pay, you know.
Y'all are talking about really weird edge cases here. I mean, if someone.
I'm trying to find the loophole.
Yeah, we got to play devil's advocate.
If someone steals your phone and they have access to your Facebook and they can print out a picture, a selfie that you took of yourself, and they can use it to buy stuff on Alibaba, man. Okay, yeah. Then you're sort of sunk. But I like this idea at the checkout. Have a camera there, give you the option. This would be the most secure way to pay because no one's going to hold up a sheet of paper and say, no, take a picture of this person's face. But you say, would you like to pay for your groceries? Yes. Smile. And okay. That's it. And then they've got an actual image of the person who authorized the purchase.
Sure. Just another way Big Brother can keep track of you.
That's right.
We'll pay cash and don't worry about it.
Just pay cash, homie.
Okay. Then take the fingerprints off the money. Now, I don't want to put on my tinfoil hat, but the deal is, and Alibaba seems to be okay, except it's not making its projections.
No.
And coming up to today, at the end of today, is the lockout period where people who bought their stock initially in the initial public offering can dump their stock in the stock market. So their price is liable to go down today because of that. So I'm wondering if Jack Ma kind of brought this product out to make people think, oh, I want to hold on to my Alibaba stock past the lockout, which is today.
Be smart CEO-ing.
Again, yeah, I don't know. That may be too complicated. All right, if you surf around eBay, you'll find a nice little niche market out there right out of Poltergeist. Haunted dolls. Haunted dolls.
No, thank you.
The online subculture got some media attention after a reporter stumbled onto it in eBay's Everything Else section. There is an advertisement for something which was a haunted doll, said the reporter. They covered it on Vice.com. Some buyers are interested because they don't have children of their own, and so they want these dolls to be their children. Okay, just letting you know, those folks are out there, too. They're part of our great big conglomeration of people stew.
Maybe, do you want to go outside and play?
Yeah.
Don't go vote. That's for lamos.
That's what I'm hoping.
Kevin O'Connor
says.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates. So we've talked about the hiring process and everybody mm-hmm. that you guys have that you're trying to look for, et cetera, et cetera. What's the process? How do you do it?
Well, it's actually a pretty rigorous process that we put people through, but it's great for us because we make sure that people are a good match. And it's better for them, you know, to make sure that they're a good match. And, of course, it's great for our clients. But we actually do an initial interview with executive staff. If that goes well, we ask them to take a DISC assessment, which isn't a test. It just helps us to see what their strengths are, areas where they're not as strong, ways that they like to communicate with others. And if we feel like there's a great position for them and they're a good match, then they go to the team interview, which is the entire team takes a survey after that interview. If there's any other questions, we can go through another executive staff interview and another team interview.
Wow.
Yep.
But with the work environment, the way you've structured it, it's mm-hmm. kind of like Google. So once they've locked into this thing, you keep the work atmosphere, I don't want to say light, but it's not like many other businesses.
No, it's work hard, play hard.
Find more. Go to zarealestate.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you're getting married soon, which of these images do you think describes your love for your fiancé? Is it a beautiful bouquet of flowers or is it more like a packet of seeds? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Some weddings are nothing short of a flower extravaganza. There are centerpieces in bloom, elaborate floral decorations, and even a flower girl. And don't forget the most important arrangement of all, the bridal bouquet. All those flowers are intended to represent the couple's love, vibrant, alive, and in full bloom. But well-known author Gary Smalley, who has officiated a lot of weddings, uses a unique illustration to help couples understand the true nature of their love. Midway through the ceremony, he hands the bride and groom a packet of flower seeds. He explains that their love, as beautiful as it is actually a lot more like a packet of seeds than the flowers that surround them. Before all those elaborate wedding decorations, there were seeds. But with the right ingredients, sun, water, good soil, and plenty of time, those seeds became an arrangement of beautiful flowers. In the same way, your love as a new couple has a lot of growing to do. Even as you stand at a wedding altar, committing your lives to one another, your love has only just started. It needs the right ingredients and years of nurturing to fully blossom. To make every day of your marriage count, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic bed.
My bad back loves my Craftmatic adjustable bed.
These aren't actors. They're real people who sleep better every night thanks to their Craftmatic adjustable bed. Just call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576. For prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds, call 800-371-9576. That's 800-371-9576.
We were rolling down this road in
Anbar province.
All of a sudden,
there's a huge explosion.
We knew right away.
It was an IED.
Then we started taking sniper fire
and RPGs from the hills.
Today's service women face the same combat dangers as men.
It's pretty amazing.
We made it out alive.
But at home, women veterans face different challenges. DAV understands this and fights to get women veterans the health, disability, and financial benefits they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. The Fighting Texas Aggie basketball team is moving on. The Maroon and White defeated Montana 81-64 last night in the first round of the NIT tournament. Now, it wasn't always a blowout. The Aggs actually squandered an 18-point lead in the first half and found themselves down early on in the second. Coach Billy Kennedy says he told his guys, just stay calm.
Stay together, push through it. Don't panic. They're a good team. They were going to make some shots. You know, the Gregory kid's a very good player. Thought he came out in the beginning of the second half. He's a senior. He's an all-league guy, and made some shots. And I thought once we settled down and we had a lineup on the floor that really hadn't been in the game, played that all year. You know, Tony at the four. I think Tavario was at the five. Jalen at the three. Alex Robinson, and it was Jordan some and Peyton some. And those guys were in, settled us down and did some good things for us.
With the Ags still missing leading scorer Daniel House, junior forward Jalen Jones really stepped up, scoring 25 points and pulling down 8 rebounds. The Maroon and White will host Louisiana Tech in the second round with a date and time to be determined. Now, in addition to the NIT, there were also some NCAA play-in games last night. 16th seed Hampton topped Manhattan 74-64 to advance to take on top-ranked Kentucky tomorrow. When asked about his chances against the undefeated Wildcats, here's what Hampton head coach Edward Joyner had to say.
I told y'all I had had Jesus on speed dial, so, hey, Jesus, first of all, you can't play, so I ain't worried about you being hot. Okay, fine. They want to know how much of a mountain and what our odds are. Hello? Hello? I guess he'll get back to me, so I'll get back to you, but it's a heck of a mountain.
We'll have to find out just how tall that mountain is come tomorrow night. Now, it was a comeback for the ages between Ole Miss and BYU.
Hand off, Moody, three, got it! Lead 70-68, inside of 8 to go.
Down by 17 at the half, the Rebels scored 62 points in the second half of play. They edged the Cougars 94-90. Stephon Moody scored 26 points for Ole Miss, which now advances to play 6th seed Xavier Thursday in the East Regional. 4th-ranked Texas A&M baseball is still undefeated after defeating Prairie View A&M 11-2 last night. The Maroon and White took advantage of 10 hits, 8 walks, and 5 errors to post double digits in the runs column for the 6th time this year. Here's Coach Rob Childress after the victory.
Well, I was proud of our approach to start the game. We did a really good job, took advantage of a couple of mistakes, got some big hits along the way and grabbed the lead early. And, you know, I felt like we got a little bit sloppy at times on the mound and created some innings for them and allowed them to get back into the game real quick. They were one swing of the bat away from really being back in the game. And, you know, some of our older guys we went to get off the field in some certain innings, they did a really, really nice job for us. So I was proud of that. And, you know, we're able to put the game away late.
The guys will look to improve on their 22-0 record this weekend when they head to Alabama for a 3-game series with the Crimson Tide. Game one is set for Friday night at 7 in Hoover with broadcast on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. Number 23 Aggie softball is on the road tonight visiting the Sam Houston State Bearcats in game two of a home-and-home series. First pitch is at 6:30 with pregame starting at 6:15 over on The Zone. Head back out to the hardwood where Langston Galloway put up 22 points to push the New York Knicks past the San Antonio Spurs 104-100 in overtime. Needless to say, Spurs coach Greg Popovich was none too happy with his team's performance.
We didn't respect the game. We didn't respect our opponent. It was a pathetic performance, and I hope that every player is embarrassed.
Hopefully Pop's team can get back on the winning track tonight when they visit the Milwaukee Bucks at 7. The Houston Rockets were getting some scoring power from an unlikely source against Orlando.
Harden bounce pass Beverly, comes through the lane, a hop, a lean, jump pass, sucked into, defenders wide open, threw it to Demo for the soft two-hand jam.
Donatas Mata-Yunas finished with 23 points and 4 other Rockets finished in double digits as Houston grabbed a 107-94 win. Now the Rocks will have tonight off, but the Dallas Mavericks are back on the floor as they host the Magic at 7. Texas Rangers ace Yu Darvish underwent successful season-ending elbow surgery yesterday. The team says Dr. James Andrews reported elbow ligament replacement surgery went as expected with no complications. Now, in sticking with baseball, the Houston Astros topped the Pittsburgh Pirates 13-7. Yes, 30. Well, goodness, that's a lot of runs. 13-7 yesterday afternoon in Florida. Astros designated hitter Chris Carter went 3-for-3 with 1 run scored and 4 RBI. And the Rangers tied the L.A. Dodgers 11-11 out in Arizona. Texas starter Giovanni Gallardo yielded 1 run on 4 hits and 2 walks and 4 innings of work. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Awards & More on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom designed t-shirts, screen printing, and printed promotional products and embroidery. Call 696-3886, visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com, or check out their new location at 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Hi, I'm Carl from Superior Air Repair. Right now at Superior, the first 20 customers to join our Comfort Club service plan will receive a $50 Visa gift card. Our Comfort Club service plan is an opportunity for you to save money, enjoy priority service, and keep your home's heating and cooling system running more efficiently. Call Superior Air Repair today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR and find out how easy it is to join the club and get your $50 gift card. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about 4 minutes till. So, Zach, Chris Borland, here we are in the midst of NCAA basketball, and Chris Borland on ESPN's Outside the Lines on Monday said he's going to retire from the NFL after, you know, competing for just a few months and had a great rookie season. He's concerned about his health. Mm-hmm. And that has to make all sorts of people wonder, pay attention. I can't imagine the NFL's happy about this. They got to be a little bit worried.
Yeah, and you know, there's been lots and lots of steps being made as far as the health of NFL football players and the research that goes into it. And you know, there's a lot of studies that show that the effects of playing in the NFL, not only physically but mentally as well, on your brain. If you take, you know, too many hints to the head, you know, players have reported blackouts, they reported depression and anxiety, and so. A lot of guys, you know, some, or not a lot of guys, but some guys just don't see the risk equaling the reward as far as playing in the NFL. So,
and he's 24 years old.
Yeah, 24.
I mean, good player. I mean, had a good situation going, and you know, he's not wealthy out of all this. I mean, he has not made a ton of money. Mm-hmm. As they pointed out, he was in year one of a 4-year deal that maxed out at just less than $3 million. So he doesn't have a lot. Now, what's interesting is the team that he signed with can attempt to retrieve 3/4 of his signing bonus, which was $600,000. But, of course, that would not look good. And part of what we got to look at is back in the day when you had linemen who weighed 170 pounds instead of 270 pounds, the force that was generated, I mean, they were not muscle machines like most everybody is who's on a football field now. And so as a result, the collisions were probably not as horrendous. But we're going back to, if you'll remember, Teddy Roosevelt is the one who saved college football. And he said the safety standards had to be put into effect because people were dying on the college football fields prior to that. And so they did add some safety features, again, as technology allowed. But can you have enough technology to protect when you have a linebacker and a running back collide at full force? I mean, I don't know that you can do that.
Well, and they've made rules. I think that's the biggest change in it, and some people might have said that they've gone too far as enforcing those, especially for the defensive players. You know, you've got to hit the player at a certain spot, and, yeah, the guys are bigger, faster, and stronger, but – you know, more rules, better safety. I think the game is safer now than it's ever been. But, you know, you can get, say, the same thing about a car wreck. You know, you're in a car, you can have the safest one that you have. You can have a seatbelt on, but at the same time, if you hit a certain, you know, if you have a wreck at a certain
under
speed,
certain circumstances, right,
under certain circumstances, you know, it's not going to end well. So, you know, there's a lot of guys, and, you know, he has every right to say, hey, I don't want to do this, I want to try something else, and that's what he's doing.
Well, and the thing is, I know it's going to reverberate down to high school and Friday nights and what that's going to mean, and then down to 7th grade and 8th grade football as well. So what kind of a discussion will this be 15 years from now? I guess we'll see. All right, there's rain out there of differing intensities. It depends on where you are, but we're going to have rain most all the day. Sorry about that. Temps will be all right, though. We'll be in the 70s. It's 8 o'clock. Nancy Berry joins us after the news. WTAW College Station, Bryan.